Which ones did he sell to market?
Well, he'd go down. My father was quite a businessman. And at one time, he owned 1,600 acres of land out there. And he'd go down maybe on Christmas Eve day or Christmas Day. That used to just worry me so. Of course, we know there's nothing in the Bible that says about Christmas, what we call Christmas Day here, being really Jesus' birthday. There's not a word said in the Bible about it. And we're not told to keep Jesus' birthday. We're told to keep it, remember him in his death, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe Christmas Day, he'd go down in the bottom and he'd kill a bunch of hogs. He had this little mule that he dried. It was so gentle. And even if the waters was up across the creek, why, she'd swim across, and he'd maybe kill hogs on the other side of the creek and attach them to her some way with a, I don't remember just how, and she'd swim back across the creek with that hog tied behind her. And he'd get a bunch of them killed that way in one place. It'd mm-hmm. always be cold weather where they wouldn't spoil. And then he'd take a wagon down there and pick them up, bring them home, and get them ready for the market. And he'd leave early the next morning for Pine Bluff. And one time, when I got big enough to really, it did provoke me for him to do that. I wanted us to have a good time on Christmas Day, at least. And we always did have a Christmas dinner, all right. And I asked him why. He said, well, he said, because the merchants up here would be sold out of meat by Christmas Day. Before Christmas, they'd be sold out. And they'd be needing meat just as soon as he could get there with it the day after Christmas, and he'd get a better price box.
Oh, yeah. So he's pretty smart. That's what
I said. My father was smart. Smart businessman.
Did you ever ride in the buggy and I don't know how to say it, make the horses go and everything?
I've driven a single horse buggy, and I've driven Papa sometimes would have a buggy with just took one horse to it, and then had what I called Surrey with two horses. Mm-hmm. And I've driven both of them, and I've ridden the horses just where I had to go. I didn't ride them for fun like they do now. Mm-hmm. But if I wanted to go somewhere 3 or 4 miles, like my friend when I was going to high school at riding, she'd come home with me a lot of weekends. And knew I wasn't going to see my husband-to-be that Sunday because he was going over to Kingston to see his folks and on some business over there that day, and he told me he wouldn't be there. So she suggested that we ride over to a Methodist church. She was a Methodist. Mm-hmm. And we must not have been having services out there at the church, or maybe we went to the service.